You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Well, something came up the other day that we thought was interesting. It caught our eyes. It was a story about how everything is so damned expensive. You were talking about your energy bill a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
I got a quote for some plumbing work about 18 months ago, and then I didn't do it. 18 months later, the quotes are all coming in, and they are exactly double what it was quoted to me 18 months ago.
Oh, ouch.
Doubled.
Doubled, huh?
And, you know, people talk about how everything is more expensive. Go to the grocery store, everything is expensive.
Sucks.
Concert tickets, insanely expensive, right? Yeah. That's why when we give away concert tickets here with your boys in the morning, people get excited because they know what it costs. If you want to go put your hands in the air like you just don't care. So
how about just going out to eat? My God. I mean, you can't even go to lunch. I went to lunch with somebody the other day, and it was like 60, 70 bucks for two people for lunch. I was like, really? For lunch?
Mm-hmm.
It's stupid.
That's
it's
why,
really,
you know,
stupid.
As funny as this may sound, Gretchen developed some sort of weird allergy to alcohol. She can't drink. She used to be able to drink just fine. But now if she drinks, she gets like her face just goes bright red. She'll get splotchy. She just can't. So about a year ago, she just cut out alcohol. I'm going to tell you, it's made a big difference when we go out to dinner.
Well, sure, you're not buying those $12, $15 drinks anymore.
Right. A couple of $14 cocktails, you know, spread out over a few hours. That's, you know, getting up close to 30 bucks plus tip. I mean,
totally
her not
up.
Drinking saves us about $35 when we don't go out.
That's a big chunk, yeah.
Think about
you
that.
You definitely notice if you go out and don't order drinks. Yeah, I'll just stick with water.
Even one drink, you're saving 15 to 20 bucks.
Yeah, I mean, even just a beer. I mean, we're beers now. We're like $8 for a beer at some places. You're like, really? $8?
Yeah, I was looking at a place that I just thought, maybe I'll get a glass of red wine. Mm-hmm. One glass of a house red wine was $15.
That's like, what was that restaurant I went to I was complaining about? Oh, was it Cheesecake Factory? Remember that? And I came in there. It was like, Nicole and I had a date night. We went and grabbed, you know, the house wine somewhere. And it was like $22 or something.
Yeah.
And they didn't, you know, there's no prices were listed. I was like, just give me the house red. It was like $22 for the house? What? Mm-hmm. No.
What is the house red? Silver oak? What's
going
on here?
Yeah, seriously. My God.
But the story that caught our eye was a story about somebody asking with a little smile on their face, name something that's cheaper today than it was a year ago.
And you got to throw out gasoline prices because I think gas are all over the place. But I think that those are down a little bit. So if you take out gas.
What else costs less today than it did a year ago?
I mean, eggs maybe? In that category?
Oh, but that's true.
I bet eggs and bacon.
Because we went through
eggs
that stretch where they got insane.
But yet, weren't they just saying egg prices were going to go up because all these birds are sick again? So they might be back up. I'm not sure. But I think eggs and bacon might be on the list. I think pork prices are down. So you can go get you a BLT today and feel fine about it. But other than that, it's really hard to come up with.
It's really hard, isn't it?
I think lumber is down because
I've been
slowly stockpiling 2x4s to finish my basement, and I believe the 2x4 prices are down, Dom.
Well, I can tell you, man, I couldn't be more happy because there's that bridge I want to build.
Yeah, so that's right. Yeah, right.
I'm gonna go build a house in my backyard.
So
that's
if you're into lumber, I think
lumber and eggs. Okay, what else?
What else? God, that's hard.
People are welcome to try to help us out with this.
Milk is down.
And if we don't hear from anybody, it means that no one can think of anything besides gas, eggs, and lumber that's less expensive than it was a year ago.
A guy named John just messaged me on my Facebook and said major appliances.
What?
Major appliances are down 10%, says John on Facebook.
I would question that.
Maybe.
I'm questioning that. You know, I'm getting, as part of this plumbing thing, I'm having to get water heaters.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No. Not cheaper.
Yeah. No. I had to buy a dryer last year, and it was insane. It was like $800, $900 for just nothing really fancy, but just a dryer. So they were way up last year, so I'd be curious to see what they are now. Other than that, cars? Have cars dropped a little bit? Because used car prices were stupid a while ago. I think they
Well, and the inventory was so ridiculously low.
They were low, yeah.
But I haven't checked to see.
I don't know.
Although,
either.
You know, and I want a new car. To the fine people at Silterhar Motors.
Yeah.
And they've got great low prices. Jeremy.
I do want a new car, so I don't know. I'll keep an eye on those for you.
People are having a hard time with this. Although, Paula wrote in. She goes, are house prices lower than they were a year ago? ?
I think they have gone down just because interest rates have gone up. So they're just sitting there.
Yeah. It might be kind of flat or down a little bit.
Yeah.
Here's one that really made me laugh. This is funny. This is from Camille. She says, I saw an ad a few months ago that was proclaiming their mops and brooms were at the lowest prices in years.
Ooh, nice.
It worked. I went and bought a new broom, and it broke in about a week.
Oh, no. They're cheap brooms, though. Cheap
That's
brooms.
Why the mops and brooms were at their lowest prices in years.
Well, it's good to know. I can pick one up for my my mother-in-law for her birthday, and she can ride it on home. So Jeff wrote in and said tires are down just a bit, about 2%. I know rubber, says Jeff. Okay,
tires.
Thanks, Jeff.
Okay.
Madison said, boys, I work in a retail environment, and we have noticed that dishes and flatware have gone down quite a bit. So it's a good time to get dishes, I guess.
Well, you just ordered those new spoons, but those weren't cheap.
Those weren't cheap. I wish those had gone down in price. Frank the Tank says, I work at Safeway. Apples are less expensive and lettuce is way lower.
So hooray!
Those are the three I got. Apples and lettuce.
Go make a Waldorf salad or something.
Right! Tasty!